this is Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the need to give yourself permission to lie the truth. I'll explain. Well, we're doing these Zoom acting classes, and I'll admit, in the beginning, as I was kind of spooling up to get it done and to get it started and get it going, I had a little trepidation. I wondered how it would work, and I knew it had to be done because I did have a number of people that wanted to study, and, you know, we were obviously going to make do during this pandemic. But as we've gotten into it, I have found that it really works wonderfully. I thought that maybe people would come in, dabble a bit, do it a few times, and then move on. But it turns out that everyone has just locked down their spots. And, you know, I have six classes going at this moment on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific time. And those are completely full. Now, I limit the class to six people, so we do three scenes. And I think the thing that's perhaps most enjoyable about it is the mixture of actors, because, of course, you know, I have somebody in Paris doing a scene with someone in Germany, somebody's doing a scene in Louisiana with someone in Australia, and you have all these different accents, and, you know, the actors are working with people all over the world. It is a lot of fun, and I am thoroughly enjoying it. That is all the good news. The bad news is that, of course, I have been starting a wait list because all of those positions are booked. So I have decided to open up Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and I think I'll be opening Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So the Friday is almost booked. I think I have a space left. And Sunday, I'm just making that announcement. So if you're interested, then by all means, send me an email. I've also decided to come up with some theme weeks. I've been mentioning it to the actors. And so I think 1 week upcoming, we're going to do classic American theater plays. Eugene O'Neill, Arthur Miller, Edward Albee, Tennessee Williams. And that'll be the theme of the week. So I will put forth certain plays, ask the actors to look into them and find some scenes that they like, and then we'll work on them. This is the one thing I miss from the theater school I went to, was the way we were immersed in theater and that we did all those great plays. And today, you know, you could bring up Arthur Miller, and I wonder if, you know, many of the actors today had even read one of his plays. So we're going to be doing that, and then I think in a subsequent week we might do the great comedies. I think we'll tackle, of course, Neil Simon, maybe Patty Chayefsky, Alan Ackbourne, and I think there's something to it, you know, and I think an actor that's well-rounded, that's actually done some of these plays and understands the language, the time, the kind of yesteryear of it, certainly with the comedies of Neil Simon and Patty Chayefsky, you know, it's a whole different kettle of fish. Not that we're not authentic and that we don't approach things the way I would like to approach things with the real-life actor approach, but I just think it'll be really fun to have these kinds of weeks. I'm also thinking of doing a week where you get to pick, you know, one of your favorite scenes out of a movie. I mean, not an iconic scene that, you know, we've seen way too many times, but something you've thought, geez, you know, I'd like to do that. I've always wanted to play a part like that, and you know, maybe we'll make a go of it. So I think we're just going to continue to have a lot of fun with this as we ride out the crazy wave that we're in. And quite honestly, people say, so I guess when it's over and, you know, things get back to normal, you'll stop this. I don't think so. Well, first of all, it gives me a great opportunity to work with people that are just not near me. I mean, and granted, I do a lot of traveling, but, you know, I can't be everywhere. I can't go everywhere. I'd love to. But it sure does make it convenient, and I really am enjoying it. Now, for those of you that haven't checked it out yet, I'm going to make a special offer right now. Normally, there is a $10 fee to audit, but I'm going to designate the week of May 31st as freebie week for anyone that wants to audit one of the classes. You send me an email and tell me what session you'd like to audit, and then you will receive the Zoom invite shortly before the session, and you can watch what we're doing. And you'll also have the opportunity to ask any questions once the session's over. So that will be no charge, and that'll be just for the week beginning May 31st, 2020, in case somebody listens to this podcast in the distant future. And we'll continue basically for the first week of June. So I hope you'll take advantage of that and drop in and see what we're doing, because we certainly are having a lot of fun. All right, today's podcast. Giving yourself permission to lie the truth. You know, this was prompted by one of the actors in a recent Zoom class. A woman was playing the part of a mother. I thought she did a splendid job. I mean, you know, we had a good workout. And then afterwards, when I generally open it up to questions, comments, anything anyone wants to talk about, as we wrap the session up, she brought up the fact that, you know, playing the mother was, it felt a little untruthful to her because she's not a mother. She doesn't have any children. And she just said that she just felt like a phony the whole time. Speaking of her kid and going on about her child, she felt phony, like a faker. And she asked me for advice as to how she could perhaps stop doing that, or what she needed to do in order to not feel like that. You know, it's an interesting thing. I hear this a lot. It's actually come up quite a few times. The other day, an actress was doing the part of somebody, playing the part of a woman who we would say was from the other side of the tracks, you know, more of a trailer trash type person, you know, low income, very different from who she was. She said she had a real hard time getting her mind around that. You know, how would she approach something like that? This happens a lot with actors. It you know, in wanting to do the right thing, to be authentic, to really present the person that they're, you know, trying to present, actors are forever looking for some sort of a handle, a way that they can approach their characters so that they feel authentic. The one lady felt like she was just a total fake. She doesn't have any children, yet here she is going on and on about her children. Here this other lady has, you know, she's wasn't brought up anywhere near the way this character was that she was playing, and she just was really wrestling with how she was going to do that. And so the podcast, this one, I'm calling Giving Yourself Permission to Lie the Truth. You know, that's really all it is. It's just giving yourself permission. Actors forever think that if they do enough homework, if they make enough notes, if they write enough backstory, if they come up with a list of reasons why they're a good mother, a bad mother, a mother, if they write a 30-page backstory about, you know, how they grew up, where they grew up, on the other side of the tracks, they lived in a broken-down trailer with no heat, you know, on and on and on, that somehow it will help them authentically portray the character that they're trying to portray. And, you know, by and large, I think that if what you're trying to accomplish by doing all of that work, the backstory, the lists, the, I don't know what, babysitting for a weekend, a child, you know, so you can feel like, you know, a mother, if you think that by doing that, you're going to somehow, you know, have everything kind of click into place, and then while you're acting, you will never have the self-doubt of being the character that you're portraying. I can tell you that those activities that you're going to be doing are a fool's errand. It's not going to happen. It's not going to throw a switch that's going to make you suddenly accept the fact you are this thing, this person that you are portraying, and you're never going to look back. You're never going to question it. You're never going to doubt yourself. It's just, it's not going to happen. Why? Well, what is it that's going to magically happen? What's going to happen? You're going to be so convinced because you do some homework that you're actually going to feel like you're the person you're saying you are? You're going to know you're not. In fact, in your head, you're going to know that you did a whole bunch of homework, because what is at issue is you trying to believe or at least present a character that you feel is authentic. And it's just human nature. You're going to wonder if you've arrived. You're going to wonder if you've done the right amount of homework. You're going to wonder while you're working if you in fact feel the way you're supposed to be feeling. You're going to be questioning the homework you did. You're going to wonder if it's enough homework. You're going to wonder if the 1 week of babysitting that you did was enough for you to feel like you're a mother. I mean, these things, these exercises aren't what is going to convince you that you are the character that you're trying to play. And I don't care how much you do. Unless you, in fact, join the police force and become a policeman for a fair amount of time, to the point that that is actually your vocation. That is what you do for a living. And then you're going to play the part of a policeman. Well, then, yeah, okay. Well, why? You'd have no reason to doubt it. You've actually served. You've actually, you know, done hard time. You've done it. Or, speaking of hard time, actually going to prison for a while. I mean, unless you really actually do the thing, and I'm not talking about for a weekend or even a few weeks, I'm talking about, you know, you ran into trouble, you got arrested, you became a coke addict, you, whatever the thing is, you robbed three banks, and you actually robbed three banks. I mean, unless you actually do the thing, there is no reason for you to believe that you're actually that person just because you've studied it or made notes about it. I mean, if you're the type of person who is prone to doubt your own authenticity, doubt whether or not, or question whether or not you have the right to portray this person, whether or not you can in fact be believable because after all, you've never done this thing that you say you did. If you're that type of person, well, you're gonna just continue to question it forever. I don't care how much homework you do. I don't care how many ride-alongs you do. I don't care how many tours of a prison you take. That's not the thing. Here's the thing. You give yourself permission. It is what you signed on for. That's why we call it make believe. You make believe. That is why it's also referred to as the willing suspension of disbelief. That's it. Is it that simple? Of course it is. Oh, by diggity it is. Of course. Why would you doubt anything? It's your job. No one is actually counting on you to be the jet pilot and in fact fly the jet. No one is expecting you to actually go to work tonight as a policeman. No one is expecting you to actually do heart surgery this evening. It's play acting. So, the idea that you would even for a second question the believability in yourself with regard to what you're doing is just completely absurd. You're indulging in something that is nothing but counterproductive. There is no good. You're not going to get any good from it. Now, some of you may feel, but yes, but I want to be authentic. I want to believe. I want to be believable. I don't want to be phony. I don't. Of course. Yes, exactly. I see you and I raise you, without a doubt. Yes. But you don't get there by constantly questioning yourself and questioning whether or not you're authentic, whether or not you believe this moment, whether or not you could actually be this person that you say you are. It's never going to work that way. Here's what you focus on. What you're talking about. The point you're trying to make. And be sincere about it. Sincerity doesn't come from actually being the person you say you are. Sincerity can simply be you being sincere about the things you're saying. So if you say, I love all my kids, you know, I tell you, I would give my life for any one of them. If anything ever happened to them, I know I'd never get over it. I would want to die myself. You can't say that sincerely? That's what I mean when I say giving yourself permission to lie the truth. Because after all, you don't have any kids. So it is a lie. But acting is learning how to lie the truth. Meaning, we have to tell the truth, a truth that isn't true, of course. But we have to get to the point where we can just do that with reckless abandon. Where we can do that without questioning. I mean, all you need to know are the facts. All you need to know is the given circumstance, what's going on, who wants what you're there to do, what you're trying to get, and, you know, what's at play. That's it. The idea of trying to become the character, man, I'm telling you, that is a fool's errand. It's not going to happen. How is that possible? What you would be deluded. And then as soon as you think you're feeling like the character, oh my goodness, you're going to look out there and you're going to see a camera crew. And then this guy's going to keep telling you how to do the line and then, you know, put the glass down when you do this. What's that got to do with your character? That's absurd. How could you live through that stuff? It's constantly hitting you in the face. But that's my point. This is the job we signed on for. So that's it. You're given carte blanche. You're allowed to be whatever the character, whatever you're supposed to be. You're a space commander now. You're Hannibal Lecter the cannibal. You are a human trafficker. Whatever it is, that's what you are. Now, don't look back. Don't question it. You just need to make sense out of what it is you're saying, make sense out of what it is you're trying to accomplish, and get that thing done. And we're going to put you in costume. And there are going to be a bunch of other people in the scene that are going to take you quite seriously. And that's that. We're all going to assume you're exactly what you say you are. We don't go through life hoping people will believe we are who we are. Of course we are who we are. Who else would we be? I've said it many times. I don't get up in the morning and, you know, cross my fingers and hope people will believe that I'm Jeff. No, I just start doing Jeff stuff. And I refer to myself as Jeff, and I tell people that's my name, and I tell people I do this and I do that, but I don't do this or that, and that's me. And that's the deal. If you try and convince people you're who you say you are, it's always a little hinky. Have you ever noticed that? When someone's trying a little too hard to make you believe they do a certain thing or they have a certain thing or they've been to a certain place, we always think, yeah, what's up? What's up with this guy? What's up with this gal? This feels a little hinky. Something's going on here. It happens in life. You've probably encountered it. It's the same thing in acting. You've got to stop worrying about trying to convince people you're something that you're not. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It's backwards. You just need to move forward with your ideas, put the costume on, focus on the things you're supposed to focus on, be concerned about the things you're supposed to be concerned about, speak with sincerity, and then they say cut. And then the scene's over, and then we give you dough and you go home. That's it. Or you go home and then you get your dough in like 2 weeks. And they take a lot of money out of it. That's okay. Still beats working for a living. And don't worry about trying to justify everything with your own sense of logic, as if you're needing to justify it before God or something. I mean, people come up with crazy reasons why they believe things that make no sense. There are people that believe the world is flat, that we didn't land on the moon, that there is no coronavirus. And if you speak to them, what reasons do they give you? Do any of the reasons make any sense? No, they do not. Everything is a conspiracy. And if you question it, or if you tell them, you know, I don't think so. They'll say, oh, yeah, right, okay. Well, you know what? You just don't believe it because you don't want to believe it. Yeah, exactly, precisely. Now, does that make them any less believable in their unbelievableness? No, of course not. In fact, it makes their character far more believable. Why? Because they're simply committed to the cause. And logic may not have anything to do with their reasoning. Yet, there they are. Give yourself permission. Never question it. That's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of being in this business. We get to play all sorts of people. Don't ever even give that any thought. That is just indulgent and completely counterproductive. It gets you nowhere. And if you're telling yourself, well, but I want to be the best. Okay, well, here's a way to be the best. Don't do that, because that's going to make you end up being the worst. You know, the great actors don't even consider that. They don't even give that a thought, man. They make sense of the script, they hit their marks, and they get done in the scene what needs to get done. And people will believe exactly what they need to believe. That's where your strength comes from. Not sitting around wondering whether or not you in fact seem like you might be the thing that you're kind of saying that you are, but you know you're not. Don't do that. Give yourself permission. Never look back. Understand the facts, the details. Go after the thing you're supposed to get. Make sense of what you're talking about. Understand the points you're making. And make sure your wig doesn't fall off. That's it. That's all you need to do. All right. That's my advice on that. In the future, if you ever have to play a character that lived through a pandemic, you're going to have that wrapped up. Thanks for listening. You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Please tell your friends. Thanks for listening.